Steve had texted me this week and says, "Hey, Phil, have you had a hankering for reading the Word of God?" Of course, I replied and said no, but I'll do it anyhow. Before we get going, let's open up in a word of prayer here. Lord, we're thankful for your Word. We're thankful for your Scripture. Lord, we're just thankful for Jesus Christ who made it possible for us to have eternal life. And Lord, as we ponder upon your Word this morning, that it will convict us where we need conviction and guide us where we need guidance, Lord. And we're just mostly thankful for Jesus Christ who died on a cross on our behalf. In his name we pray. Amen. Is it on the board? Yeah. So I can't. Proverbs 4 is what we're going to be reading this morning. And as you turn there, it's an instruction to a father to his sons on what wisdom is about. And so let's read. "Hear, O sons, the instructions of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom. Acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is acquiring wisdom. And with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. And if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all those who and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you the deceitful mouth, and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil." May the Lord bless our time together today.